Welcome to the 19th anniversary show. This is the internet advisor, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, Cal Carson, Kasten Thomas in studio, and somebody who was a regular visitor to our show about this time every week, and that is Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Now, is it true you started the show when you were only 30 years old?
I love it. In my dreams.
Okay. All right. No, Gary was probably only 10 or so, right?
That's my story.
Oh, it's good to have you with us, Mike, again. Matter of fact, I should start off by saying that you are in Grand Rapids right now, and I didn't know that Grand Rapids had its very own car show.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, it's been going on here for, I don't know, 15 or 20 years. Started out as basically a dealer show, but now it's a manufacturer show. And I think you understand the distinction where there really aren't very many dealers here, but it's kind of like the Detroit show, but on a much smaller scale. Even so, they're expecting 100,000 people to come through over the 4 days of the show. And I'm sitting here above the lobby right now, and I bet I'm looking at 1,000 people in the lobby. And we toured the show. I did some video in there, by the way, some interviews.
Oh, good.
We'll have those up here pretty soon. And working with another company out of Chicago called TalkingCars.com. I'm going to be their Michigan rep here in another couple months, so I guess I'm leaking something. But so we're going to get more into car stuff. It'll be fun. And I always, you know, being an old gearhead myself, I had my 68 Camaro all hopped up with, you know, with the full racing cam, and I was a street racer as a kid. So I love coming to these shows because they actually, at this show, they let you get into the vehicles, whereas Detroit, not so much.
Yeah, not so much. Although that was, by the way, years ago when I went down to the car show, that was the fun that I had. That's how I really decided the cars that I was thinking of getting into. Was being able to sit in them and get the feel of the vehicle in that sense.
Yeah, in fact, one of the organizers of the show who we were walking around with was saying the very same thing. Is I sat in all these vehicles trying to figure out which one I liked.
Yep.
And she ended up picking the new Jeep that's just come out. And she said, I'm going to buy that new Jeep because I like the feel of it. So that's exactly what they want to do here. They want to move metal, right?
Yeah, exactly. Cal?
So Mike, what is the hot car at the show? What is the one car that everybody has to go and see there at the Grand Rapids show?
Well, they've got what they call the $1 million mile, which is not quite a mile. But they've got all these really expensive Maseratis and Lamborghinis here. They got about $5 million worth of them in one small area. And that's where we shot some of the video in there. And it was like fighting our way through the crowd. So that's big. But a lot of people are looking at the more utilitarian vehicles, the more practical stuff. I mean, I know, Ed, you can afford a $350,000 car, but not a whole lot of people over here in West Michigan can. So they're looking at, you know, the Jeeps, and they're looking at the SUVs, and they're looking at the crossovers. But nice crowd, very nice crowd. I've been here all day.
I'm curious, are the pickups getting the attention that they seem to have gotten, generally speaking, in the car industry?
I'm sorry, say again, I can't quite hear what you said.
Are the pickups getting the kind of attention that they've gotten, it seems, both in the industry and at the car shows up to this point?
Well, yeah, there's a few pickups here. I can't say that's what everybody was gravitating to. They were gravitating to, again, more of the everyday sedans sort of thing. Although West Michigan is a big tradesman area, and a lot of folks like that use pickup trucks, I just didn't see a lot at the show, nor did I see a lot of people really hanging around the pickup truck.
Okay.
So again, the more, you know, well, nowadays, $35,000 is about your average starting price for a halfway good car, right?
Yeah.
So those kinds of vehicles, people were really checking out. They were sitting in them. Their kids were sitting in them. They were doing the whole family thing.
That's right. That is a big part of the show, that being here. Get that hands-on feel. Mike, let's quickly talk about some of the other headlines that you have at MI Tech News. And by the way, folks, you hear that Mike is expanding his horizons. He's hacking his program continually. But one of the headlines I saw you were announcing this last week was 2016 broke records for robot orders and shipments.
Yeah, absolutely. The very good year. They're used for a variety of things, obviously. But we had 34,606 robots valued at $1.9 million ordered in North America. Most of that, obviously, for the auto industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so the units, you know, they're just going up rapidly over 2015. So that is, you know, everybody's talking about where are the jobs going,
yeah.
particularly in manufacturing. It's not some sinister plot by people overseas or anything like that. A lot of it is just it's automation. It's, you know, and if I suspect if a lot of those factories come back from overseas, that you're going to see a whole lot more automation. Yep. I don't think that's going to change.
Yep. That is one of the, if you will, not hidden agendas, but one of the real stories behind this bring the business back to U.S. is to be bringing the robots back to the U.S.
Part of the reason they went overseas was cheap labor, but labor, as everybody mm-hmm. knows, is really not that big a component. I think about 12% or 15% mm-hmm. of the actual car value. So, but I mean, when price is still important to a lot of people, and the quality too. Robots, you know, they don't take a day off. They don't have a sick day. They just do the same thing.
There's
over
no
and over
deer
and over
season for a robot,
and so you can really improve your quality as well as kind of keep your price down.
Yep.
So those are two good things, right?
Yeah. One of the things that I found encouraging was the Enzo Life Sciences is launching a library to provide essential standards for cancer inhibitor screening.
Yeah, 200, and that's an Ann Arbor company, by the way. 275 ready-to-use compounds for those folks involved in cancer research. That's very big, and particularly here in Grand Rapids, you have the Van Andel Institute mm-hmm. that Jay Van Andel endowed with something like $3 billion, and the main focus of that is trying to find cures to cancer, but gosh, there's so many different kinds of cancers. And some of them are self-induced, like smoking, right?
Right.
But no, this is a good product, a nice library that anybody involved in that area can go to for various types of cancers or whatever it is that they're doing research on. And Enzo does a really nice job with this. And again, a nice Ann Arbor company.
By the way, we're talking with Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MITechNews.com. And that is available as a subscription to anybody who's listening to the program right now. And Mike, it's quite simple to be able to get that delivered to your house every day. How do you do it?
Well, you just go to MITechNews.com. I won't do the www because that would date me, right? You know, so MITechNews.com, also on your website. And once you get there, I mean, we'll give you the news however you want it.
Yeah.
You want to read it, you want to listen to it, you want to watch it, don't matter to me. However you want it, it's all there.
That is your hacking the whole news delivery business. We just finished talking with Josh Linkner about hacking innovation, and you certainly are doing that on a regular basis. We're bringing video in, as you said. You're bringing audio in. You're bringing so many different ways of delivering the news. And, folks, it's all yours as Mike develops that, and it is yours for absolutely nothing. Simply go to mitechnews.com. And put your email address in there, or you can go to internetadvisor.net. And when we post the podcast and our web update to the program, you'll see the smiling face there, and you'll also see a link to the headlines for this past week. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, and enjoy the car show out there in Grand Rapids.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a great show.